Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Holy. 6 times in 6 verses, in Leviticus 6, verses 25 to 30, we are told that everything pertaining to the sin offering must be holy. The sin offering was, quote, most holy, verse 25. The flesh of the animal was then food for the priest, but must be eaten, quote, in a holy place, verse 26. The tabernacle court. Quote, everyone who touches its flesh must be holy, verse 27. And if blood splattered on the priest's garments, it didn't go to the cleaners. Quote, you shall wash that on which it was sprinkled in a holy place, verse 27. A clay pot used to cook it must never be used again. Quote, the earthen vessel in which it is boiled shall be broken. We get the picture. All involved in this were never to think lightly of sin. Fools mock at sin, Proverbs 14, verse 9, as do TV hosts, late-night comedians, rap musicians, country singers, and some politicians. But God's people must never do this, because God said, quote, be holy, for I am holy, 1 Peter 1:16. Holiness is more an attitude than a condition. Standing with God against sin and condemning it, especially when it's in my own heart. Holiness is the path to true happiness, stress-free, conscience-cleared living. It's blue sky between your soul and God. Following the law of the sin offering, we come again to the trespass offering. Although the emphasis is not so much on the guilt of sin against God, as with the sin offering, but on the damage that our sin has caused to others, and in restoring such relationships, nevertheless, quote, the trespass offering is like the sin offering. There is one law for them both. Leviticus 7, verse 7. Again, along with the meal offering, we are reminded, quote, it is most holy. Verse 1. Christ's perfect humanity and perfect sacrifice must never be questioned. Ironically, the two places where cults attack, his person and work. Yes, quote, it is most holy. That's verse 6.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.